Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Mike, who plays Salamander.
Hey, everybody.
Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Good job, Paul.
And it's only been...
He's doing like, those pauses on purpose to make it seem like, you know, he's doing it on purpose.
No, I totally... My memory sucks. I have to remind myself every time.
Totally doing it on purpose.
Question of the day is Art. Art, what's our question?
So, how do you unwind after a long day of whatever? After a long day? How do you... What do you do to unwind when you get...
What's your de-stressor? Who has an answer quickly?
Salamander. He does the model building and painting. Or... working on his other projects.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm totally tracks with the Wargamer aspect, yeah.
I'm also considering adapting something from an old character for him. The anti-gravity device.
From who was that?
Tex.
Are you trying to curse the character? Because you'll do it right there.
No.
Bad things happen whenever Tex gets involved. We don't know why.
Yes. But his anti-gravity device, it was a catapult he uses to launch fruit off the top of the building.
Oh.
Just because it's fun.
Alright, Nana, what you got?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
I was either thinking if trying to teach new tricks to Q or trying to teach tricks to Murphy.
We both know Murphy will not learn tricks. Well, and sir, we'll learn them, won't do them.
No, do you know what he did? He learned to come, but then when she tried to do it without a treat, he didn't. He refused.
Correct.
He's like, no, this is stupid. I'm not doing that.
Now you can talk to him. You're like, dude, get your ass over here.
Yeah, exactly. Just get your butt over here. He's like, God, fine.
And Art, what you got?
Chris would probably pull out the drums and just pound on them.
Oh, I'm so glad that we live right next to him.
it's really good soundproofing. Not that good, but
Chris
pretty
had
good.
A stressful day because he's destroying
the harder the drums are beating.
Now, is it a drum kit or is it like a specific, like a snare? Or is it like a full drum kit?
What?
Or is it just a drum pad?
I think it's just a drum pad, but...
Which is not nearly as loud.
Yes. Until he turns up the bass.
No, a drum pad is literally like, it's a piece of foam on, you know,
yeah, but
pads.
you can also actually get the ones like that.
Yeah.
That you can plug into a...
Yes.
Yeah. He has those ones.
I mean, he also has his
It's also
bag,
the future,
so,
damn it.
You know, he's okay with annoying people.
You're not wrong. And as for me, it's either playing D&D or reading a book, usually. Video games, maybe, but... But more often than not, it's reading or playing D&D. All right, so who's going to do a recap from last time?
Stuff happened.
We went to Detroit.
Detroit to stop the...
the Humans First riots.
Yes.
Because they couldn't send in actual capes that would look like they're bullying these, you know, these people. So we went in disguise... Found the big boss hiding underneath a clothing store.
A boutique, yeah.
And took him down.
I'm listening.
Checked his technology, found he was linked to the other four riots going on. And passed the information to our counterparts in those cities. And was able to clean up.
Notebook I'm looking for is not here.
Is it this one?
You were using it slightly. It does say DM notes on it.
No, Humanity First Detroit. This is it. It's the one that's almost wiped. I was trying to use it up because it's 2 pages left. Because I always digitize them anyway.
Yeah.
I knew I had some notes. Yeah, Humanity First in Detroit. 500 person riot. There was looting, violence, and it was around the Tiger Stadium. And it was Detroit's finest outerwear was the boutique.
They gave us a bag, whatever, that had some kind of tracker in it.
Yeah.
But we broke the guy's toys. We kept a couple for ourselves because he didn't want to give us everything. But
and the man's name was Alistair. A-L-A-L-A-S-T-A-I-R.
Alistair.
It's just Alistair. That's how you spell Alistair. Some kind of genius, either a super intelligence or probably some kind of technopathy if he had powers. Yeah. But you don't know if he did or didn't. There's not really a test for it. There is a test for it, but it's really expensive. Or you put him in a power dampening seal and see if they can still do the shit they could do before. Yeah. Or you put in a power dampening cuffs on him, but even then,
if those it's not are a, so hard to find.
If it's not a physical like physically enhancing power, it's hard to tell if someone's suppressed or not. So, you guys got back to school, and you are essentially, you have all the data you pulled. So, are you going to go over it yourselves or just leave it to the eggheads?
As I'm one of those eggheads,
have fun.
Yeah, well, I'll go and see if there's anybody that can help with that.
No, wait, we just left.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys were on your way back to the teleportation pod. You had not quite left yet. So as you guys are getting ready to leave, you leave the basement. You know, it's starting to break up. You get a message from Bridget, and she says you're missing something here.
Exactly.
She says, "Why was the riot going on? They don't riot just to riot. There were no demands. There was nothing. It was just angry people."
So we have to look at his computer.
You pulled the data off of it.
Yeah, so I guess we'll pull that if I can, put it up on an AR screen first.
Yeah, it'd be tech or investigate. They'd be different results.
Well, they're both plus +7, so
I think Natalie's got a plus She has She has expertise in investigation, I think.
Yeah.
Natalie, am I right? Yes, she does. She walked to the other room.
All right, then I'll let her do the investigation, and I'll roll tech.
Actually, you could tag team it if you want, and you can just roll at advantage.
Then, yeah.
You'll each roll at advantage, is what I'm saying.
And we'll take her plus +11.
Yes. So you'll actually both each roll a die, and you'll take the higher die. Because that's more fun when you're teaming rolling together that you can
we can have it as like I'm using my tech, she's using her investigation skill, and we're just
you're going to roll both, but you're going to each roll one die each, and then you'll know
right for investigation. I'm just saying for the purposes of how this looks,
it is yes.
I'm using my tech to navigate, and she's using investigation to.
All right, so this is the tech check.
Well, you're rolling with advantage, so you're 11 plus an 11.
Oh, this is the tech first.
Yeah.
Your tech's 11?
Mm-hmm.
Your tech's plus 11?
No, my tech is plus +7.
Okay, so 18. With an 18 on tech,
we're using advantage. Good.
Are we going to ask what he rolled?
A 1.
This is pretty
one.
Funny.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, this night's going well.
So with an 18 on your tech, it's enough to breach some of the security protocols. Probably not everything, but it's enough that you can get any like most stuff. You probably won't get his most personal files, but you don't really think you need those. Maybe you do, but if you wanted to do it, you do it at regular, like one more time. Yeah. As another shot, but if you fail bad enough, it would lock you out. Would you like to take that chance or not?
We can do that later. I mean,
because your chance to access these files is right now. You will not have access when you go back to the school.
Then I will. I guess we'll give it a shot. If you guys think that's good.
Yeah.
All right, different die.
Again.
No, you don't roll.
Trust me.
Damn it.
You're offsetting his disadvantage.
Well, let's drop that last, what do you call it?
Inspiration.
No, that's the wrong one. Open. I want you. Bent, please, open.
Roll the die.
16 plus +7.
It's safe there.
There we go.
So
23? 23,
yes.
Perfect. You broke 20. That was all it was. You find that there, essentially, there was a back door that was trapped. It was where, basically, he would never go into the back door, so he just left left a bunch of data bombs. There's some Shadowrun terminology for you, but yeah. Basically, that's what you're doing. And you're pretty confident now that with a good investigation check, you'll get the information you're looking for. So both of you are one of the 20. Or do you have guidance or not? I don't think you do. She does.
No, I could give him Bardic Inspiration.
Well, which is a reaction, so you can...
19. I rolled a 17.
Okay, and then would you add your D4 for guidance or not? It's once per like thing.
Roundabout.
Event.
Yeah, event.
Plus two.
So 32?
Yeah.
With a 32, you're gonna find a bunch of information in this guy's personal life. He had powers.
Yeah.
But they were stolen. He got mugged one night, and then he woke up at a power center.
God.
Oh, fun.
This again.
In his personal notes, it looks like he did some research, and it was on. It was in somewhere in Oregon that it happened.
Hmm. All right.
Stolen in Oregon is O R, right?
For the O R.
O-R-E-G.
I meant the abbreviation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The abbreviation is O-R.
That's what I was
asking. The abbreviation is whatever you want it to be to remember.
Okay. So, essentially he joined humanity first because at the base level, it is humans are being oppressed. We should do this. At the very top level, it is only the deserving should have powers. And he's got like a manifesto by one of the founders there, which has been leaked online, so it's not like it's unheard of, but he claims that it's not real. You're pretty sure it's real because he's got another copy of it here. And the reason they were here is there is an abandoned power center that is pretty well fortified still because they just haven't gotten around to getting to it. And they were there to try and steal the power pearls.
Yep. Okay.
Which you'll know are the things they use to give people powers, to transfer powers between people.
Right.
They're incredibly illegal, like to even own them, unless you're like a medical facility that for some reason drains someone's powers to save their life, but then you have to give them back. Or like someone had one of their powers removed, then they go to like basically a government facility to store them because they're so dangerous. But that's why they were there. And when you check the map, it looks like they did not breach it.
So, anyone want to go investigate?
Absolutely.
That's my job.
And you'll find that all of them were looking to raid old power centers. And these aren't like the big ones. Like, it's not the one that was the size of a fucking football stadium or the size of like a Walmart that was getting hit. It was the
Starbucks.
It was the Starbucks equivalent one, like the little one, but for some reason it's a harder nut to crack because it's a lot less to defend.
Yeah.
So,
same amount of money, just a smaller, you know, more focused location.
Even if it's a less money, just you're not doing 80,000 square foot, you're doing 150 square foot, you know?
Yeah.
So you guys
make pass that on to Bridget,
and she says, "Well, she says that's interesting because all the power centers are supposed to have already been raided, and you go to it, and it's just a pharmacy,
okay,
and it's of some like random mom and pop pharmacy name, and then they figure out all of them are something similar to that. The pharmacy, one of them's like a cash
something
for
innocuous.
One's like a cash for loan. No, and sorry, the one you're at is a cash for loans, like a check cashing place." Wouldn't be strange to see that in Detroit. Wouldn't be strange to see that in Chicago. Shit. Like, they're everywhere. Yeah. And then it's always something that you would find very commonly in that area. But they're all... But you find they're all shuttered and, like, big old metal bars in the doors. And these were, like, a hidden set of them.
Hmm.
Like, here you go if you didn't want someone to know you were getting rid of your powers or trying to get new powers.
Hmm.
So you guys let Bridget know, and she says, this is important information. I don't know if any other teams are going to have figured this shit out.
Well, that's why we're letting you know, so we can disseminate the information.
Well, yeah, we're going to go in.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. she actually like fades out of the shadows behind you, and you see her loading an inordinately large...
I like it.
It's got a bore the size of my fist.
Yeah.
You know, big old meaty fist. And she just primes it once. She says, I shouldn't need this. But I'm ready if I do. And then she fades back into the shadows. This time, however, Natalie, you can see her. It's actually invisibility. Instead of just, I have tradecraft coming at my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And optical she's camo.
Actually invisible.
In addition to the others. But because of that, you see the haze.
Why do I feel like she's like in a T-pose?
Well, never.
I think we'll take the 10 minutes and I'll do the inspiring leader.
All right, everybody, what's your topic today? I don't need the whole speech. I just want the topic. Is that like how to water your plants properly?
No, I'm thinking about how not to get shot.
I like it.
All right, guys, here's what we're gonna do.
you gotta dodge, dip, dive, dodge, dip, dive, dodge, and dodge.
Drivers, diners, and dive out.
No, it's duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Dug,
and
dip, and dodge.
Dodge twice. And that's the important part.
Dug, dip, and dodge.
Yes.
What's the temp hit points for that?
Level plus charisma modifier.
13.
You make your way to the cash for loans. The check cashing place. And you see that it is obviously abandoned, but they have solid metal shutters. It's not like the flimsy, flexible shit that you could break with a bolt cutter. This is like metal plates down over the windows and door.
Like you don't want to keep Sal out.
Like you go around to the back door, and a similar kind of plate, but looks even thicker, is back there. Yeah. But there are no windows back there. That's what you have available to you. You can try. There is a lock. You could try and pick it. You can also just melt the hole with a fucking melta. What would y'all like to do? Or would you like to say, we can't get in and fucking leave, you know?
That's not an option.
No, I think we should try to pick it.
All right. Natalie?
Yes?
Investigate it first for traps.
Exactly.
Front door, back door.
All right, boys, where are we dropping?
I'd say the back door.
I would say back door, too.
All right, back door. Roll, investigate. 10. Plus 11 is 21. You find a trap.
Investigation is plus 8.
You said it was plus 11. Wait, that would mean that you have a 20 intelligence.
She doesn't. She has a 15.
Yeah. Okay.
Either way, I'm not going to change what I did. And so, with her plus thing, it would have 29, so it's fine.
Yeah.
So plus 8, so that you had a 10, 18.
Mm-hmm.
You do still find a trap.
I thought he had 11, that's why I didn't say anything.
No.
That's what you guys were talking about.
No.
When you were walking away, he asked if you had a plus 11 on your investigation. You're like, yep. I was like, cool. Beats me.
Plus 8 still better than what you have by 1, but instead by one, of by still. 11. So, with an 18, you find a trap. Would you like to try and disarm it?
Absolutely.
Roll thieves' tools.
Okay. I think that's much better.
That is plus 11.
Thieves' tools is 11.
Because that's dex-based.
8 plus 11 for 19, right?
You didn't set it off.
What the fuck?
You didn't disarm it, but you got close and you were about to disarm it, and then it would have gone off, so you're like, yeah, let's pull that away.
Right, you can try again. Yeah.
Nine, 20 even.
Yeah. Perfect.
It's like in Skyrim, you know, when you're doing that lockpicking one, and
yes,
you're like right there, and it's a hard one, and then you are right there, and then it snaps, and then you go in it again, and it works, and you're like, God, son of a bitch.
Yes, exactly. Inside the lock, you find a contact plate. For some kind of electrical device, and you manage to use your lockpick to snip the wire leading to it. So it doesn't. So it looks like if you want to put your key, your lockpicks in wrong, or even the key in wrong, you would hit it and then get 200,000 volts.
Oh, yeah. That's not fun.
It might not be lethal to everybody, but it's lethal to most people. And
to the average scavenger.
You've disabled it. If you wanted to take the door off, you could potentially get that generator out of it. But that's what it would take.
Allow me. I can remove the door.
Without damaging it.
Okay, do they have the hinges on the outside?
No.
Then we gotta get inside first.
They're hidden. They're the kind of hidden hinge thing.
Okay, then we get the door open and boom.
No, I'm saying is you have to take the door off, cut the bottom of the door off with an angle grinder. Like, it would be an involved process, and it would work once. Once it was out of its housing.
Okay. Not worth it, but I don't think we should leave it around, so.
You just take a stick and, like, depress it, you could blow it up. Or, I don't know, she just disabled it entirely.
Yeah.
She cut the wire to it. It's just a generator living inside a door now.
And it would be an involved process to get the generator out of the door.
Correct. So the door is still locked. You can roll thieves tools again to unlock it. With your plus 11.
11.
22 will do it. 22, you stick the lock right open. Pops open. The door, like... When you unlock the door, it bounces out towards you a little bit. Like maybe 2-3 inches. Almost like there's a gust of wind behind it or a backdraft or something. It's unusual. Yeah. You've never had that happen when you unlock the door before.
Right.
But the door is open and locked, not trapped.
Could I roll something to, like, kind of maybe deduce what on earth that meant? What that could mean?
What are you trying to do to try and figure that out? Or are you just trying to think of what could that be?
Like, it happens... And then I stand here like this with the finger and the pointer at the L under my chin, and I go, what could that be?
Investigation to try and figure out what would cause something like that.
That's a reasonable...
Unusual.
Investigation would work.
I kind of figured, or perception.
History, theoretically, if you pushed hard enough, like, it'd be a harder check, though. So, investigation's better for you. It's plus 8. Plus 8, right?
14 plus 8.
22. Huh? Were you going to teamwork it?
I was, but you already got it, so rock and roll.
Did you roll better or no?
I didn't roll.
Can roll if you'd like, because you are there.
See if there's a 20?
You are there together, yeah.
Seems interesting to me, you know.
Yeah,
like,
it's interesting, yeah.
That's a 9, so you win.
Mm-hmm. So, what it harder. Could be is that the air conditioning could be cranking hard enough. And it had built up back pressure.
Perhaps.
And then it just poofed out, you know, because it found the easiest way out. Because you'll notice there are no vents anywhere outside.
Or it's a positive pressure environment and the door's been locked.
Yeah. You get it. It is. The cold air seeping through that crack is vicious. It's probably 40 degrees in there, maybe.
Does that investigation also count towards, like, if we just... If I just walk in, is something going to happen?
I'm not going to hit you with a trap because you just investigated. No, okay. You don't see a trap on the way in.
Okay.
So you open the door, and inside is a back hallway. You got a pathway left, pathway right. There's no signs or anything. It's not very big. There's like 3 steps to the right, 4 steps to the left to go to a different door to a doorway.
Left is right?
Left or right. Your pick.
Left is right?
Yes.
Trying to remember.
He's...
In my brain, so, fun fact, whenever I played Minecraft, I would always stick to one side, and then I'd be like, okay, this to go home, and I think it was left to go home, so I would always go, I would travel...
You're the opposite of everyone in the universe.
And then I'd go back to the left.
When in doubt, go left.
When in doubt, go left.
And then you go right home.
To right home.
Red,
yeah, right.
Red, right,
yeah,
return.
That's correct.
From boats.
Listen, I don't want to talk about how I mixed that up, because I also mixed up something else the other day, and I mixed up the blueberry thing. And I'm not having a good day. I'm so sorry. Continue with left.
So you go left, you go to the door.
I feel like that was also in character.
It's like there's no handle, it's just a push door. You push the door open, and it's even colder. Like, and you find yourself in a lab of some kind. Have any of you ever been in a power center before? Or even seen it on the news? Like, there was, like, a piece on the news about them. Would you have stopped to watch the news at that time? This would have been 5 years ago.
I feel like Sal is getting flashbacks.
Is he a all from his... Yeah! Sal, you know what all this shit does. I'm talking all of it. You look around and you're like... You like, want to check the serial number on that thing. It might be the same one.
Yeah.
Would you like to check?
Yeah.
It's 4 digits off.
Oh, fun. Okay.
I mean, lit 4.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, in the middle. It's at the end.
Yeah, this is, you know, 4 down the construction line. So...
You know how all this stuff works.
Okay. Well, that's terrifying.
But you do see that there is a containment unit for, like, capturing power spheres. It's leaking. It's leaking the coolant that
which
keeps
is
it.
Why it's so cold.
But it looks like it's still at like 30 or 40% capacity.
Okay.
So it's got time. But and you see floating inside are 3 orbs.
Probably so we gotta
pearls. But
we gotta fix the leak.
We'll need to fix the containment.
So he used to be an object first, and then we got him as a human. Oh wait, we should check that out. You're right.
Oh, you went from Roomba. What, you went from Roomba to human, to human to Roomba.
He went from air conditioning realm to human being. Oh. Oh wait, sorry. They were talking about something else. Sorry.
He checked the computer, which is attached, and it has a containment status. It asked for a password. I would check the roll tech to try and break past that.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
You gonna try? You gonna work this time?
No, he isn't.
You're right. We'll go pink. Pink hasn't let me down yet today.
Have you rolled it?
No.
Hasn't touched it yet.
All right.
Do you need help?
It's a reaction.
That's true.
All right, let's take a look here.
Can I guidance you?
Investigation or
you
tech?
Can, but it's your only one you can do this, like in this building.
Investigation or tech?
Hang on to it.
Okay.
Tech.
15 there plus 7. So
that's enough. You crack in. You find a password.
Somebody's document. Noted it.
No, it's a document. Like it's a document.
This is the rotating password.
No, it's a document with no icon on the desk. It's like, you know, the old trick, you make a blank icon with blank.
I have done that.
It's a fold, and that's where the document is. And you open it up, like, ah, this old trick. You open it up, and it's like powers for life, 2020, whatever, exclamation points. I don't know, so you probably could have guessed that password if you tried long enough. And it says that there should be 4 powers available. One of which was hyper cold. It burst.
That's okay.
It was labeled as unstable.
Got it.
Otherwise, there are spring legs is one of them. Cold proof full body fur.
Okay.
Like Beast from Mexen. But cold proof, like a Yeti. And then, cat-like reflexes.
All right. Okay. Now, with the system, is there would I be able to come up with a way to patch it for, you know?
It's literally like a tube is cracked.
I'm gonna look for the duct tape.
Yeah.
You find medical. You find like industrial grade duct tape with the actual duct tape. Not duct tape, and there's a little bit of metal to it that I actually use, and you're pretty sure that would hold for those couple days, long enough for them to get someone out here.
Mm-hmm. You want to put it on there? Mm-hmm. You want to go near the freezing?
Yeah, you want to go by the freezing pipe?
No, thank you. Maybe if I had my thing.
No,
I guess that'll be me.
No thanks.
I got it.
Okay.
So,
You've fixed this ship before. You wipe it around. You make sure you take the backing off.
Yeah.
And a good layer. And it says temperature, and you feel the room physically warm as you do it.
We left the back door open, right? It's all just rushing into the alley.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah. I mean, it was like I said, 40 degrees. It was fucking cold.
I didn't really feel any armor.
So you go to the computer system, see and it actually did get orders less than 6 months ago.
That's problematic.
And it was so labeled
still an operating system. Somewhere.
It was told to react. It was told to reactivate all the machinery. It was like
that's why the leak started up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's no source listed, but it lists probably a dozen locations. Not by name, just by like locations A through 12. A through L. But that's kind of all you're going to get from that. You look a little deeper and you find that it was like an automated email blast. It was not like a person who typed it out.
Somebody planned this ahead of time, who knows when, and
yeah,
sent that out. Could have been 5 years ago for all you know.
And the
date stamp is 6 months ago.
I thought that was when the email got sent out, right?
The email was sent out 6 months ago, which activated all the stuff in the building.
Right, and that could have been time delayed.
Oh, it could have. Theoretically, yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
With all the investigative brain power in the room, you put together, there's a good chance that the riots were trying to open these places so that they could take people secretly here and drain their powers.
Oh.
Ah.
And your characters would have come up with that. I don't know if you guys were going to go that dastardly.
I'd have gotten there. Yeah. It might have been tomorrow, but I'd have gotten there.
Yeah. Yeah, the tinfoil hat is not quite ready to be put on yet.
Not this campaign. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I did the good tinfoil hat this campaign already.
Yeah, you did. But so that's what you'll find. But that's just for you to think about. How did they know about these places?
Yeah.
Two, well, I mean, throughout they could be employees.
The question is, who's really in charge? Because he may have.
You did not find a single thing mentioning orders to him.
Yes, that doesn't mean that.
I meant like Alistair, the guy you found underground. He had nothing with orders to him.
Correct, but that doesn't mean that he isn't working with somebody else who is putting out the orders and knows about these. So
I got a slightly devious idea. We want to get him to turn. He wants powers back.
Make him furry?
I mean, give him one of the three.
It is highly legal to even own one, to even touch one of those if you're not certified.
Right, which is why we need to get, we need to let Bridget know, first and foremost.
She already
knows. She's in the room.
She's behind us.
She's right there, and I point.
She says, damn it, okay, turn off the fucking real invisibility. I hate that.
I need to improve my sensors. Need to improve. He's like, just muttering that quietly, like, okay, how do I fix the sensor suite? Okay.
So the question then becomes, can we trace the email back to wherever it was sent from?
Speaking of even real life tracing emails, it's almost fucking impossible. Like, you can bounce off 1,000 email hosts for like a nickel. It would take a decade to trace it like that.
Now, if we had somebody who lived online, if we knew a technopath or something, they might have some success.
He isn't a technopath. He's a magitech. There's a difference.
Damn it.
So.
But
we can probably take this to somebody way smarter than we are.
Yeah.
Bridget?
No.
Oh. I thought she would have a suggestion since she's still in the room.
I was thinking we could just let Dido go out on it.
Oh.
Thido theoretically could, once you get clearance to get her access to the internet, because she doesn't have it right now.
That's true.
Now, Jen is also with you because you're on mission.
Yep. Yeah, that's...
I just thought of someone...
Yeah?
Yeah, I forgot what their name is, but we helped them out in their technopath, and they could help. And they're not on a team. They were going to help us. Oh my gosh. He was weird. But not weird, but nice.
One of the other teammates?
It was, you know, the team that their member died, like actually died?
Yeah.
And then,
Oh!
They don't have a team no more. Crash? And he's a technopath. He died.
Crash died.
No, Crash didn't die. Firebo died.
Yeah.
Crash didn't die.
What? Yeah.
He's a technopath.
No, though. Crash did die. As well, that was the second one, I think.
He was part of a team. Yeah, he was the one that died, and then Firebo moved up onto that team.
He said that
we could... I have a big X on his character sheet. I'll have to go find it.
He owes us a favor or something.
Oh! The technopath who didn't turn in?
Maybe it was that.
He's not a member of the hero class.
Right.
He's the one who hacked the thing to get an extra shipment in from his mom.
Yes.
That was recent.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I thought there was someone else that they owe us a favor in their technopath.
They're not common.
Yeah.
More so in the circles you travel than in the real world, but still not common.
Okay.
Bridget says. We can't leave this here.
Really? You think?
I didn't intend to leave it here. I figured we could take it back to the school.
Yeah, she says, I mean, can you trigger the transport protocols? You figure, you know what you're doing with this thing, right? Based on...
Yeah. I think I've got most of it. They might have changed one or two.
Anyways. Yeah. You trigger transport protocols, and a handle appears on top of the tank.
Neat.
And a handle appears in the bottom of the tank, and it looks like it's right. To be held like out,
horizontally.
Yeah, horizontally.
Yeah, that's all you.
Gotcha.
It's really cold.
I have armor. Okay. Got a nice air conditioning system in there.
You turn the heat up on that bitch. Anyway, so yeah, you guys are allowed to go back to
the transport pod.
Transport pod. Yeah, you kind
of. So we've taken the orbs.
Is there anything else in here that we?
But can we disable the transfer?
Those are still used, but they're used for medical reasons now instead of, I want more powers.
Yeah, but I still don't want it necessarily active in a facility that is...
Oh, yeah, you could send, like, a master shutdown.
Or I could just melt the entire room.
Don't want to do that.
I kind of do.
Evidence.
Not even evidence. There's probably going to be a bonus for us.
That's true. Damn it.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad's not rich.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, so we change all of the passwords. Yeah, lock everything down. Nothing can be accessed without master password. Click.
Bridget asked for a data chip with the passwords on it.
Sure.
So I'm just going to hand it to him when I tell him you did this. That's all.
Okay. Get out a piece of paper.
She handed you a data chip.
I know.
Please write him down on a piece of paper.
All
right. How many characters is it? There is a reason.
Is it a 32 character password or is it a 64 character password?
32.
And listen. All right. And you put bars underneath the capitals, right?
Yes.
All right. Then this will be fun. You give your superiors a wackadoo password one time. You get reamed for life. Trust me.
This is Paul the
DM. He's keeping the tech secure. It's why he's not you know, putting it on anything technological. He's, you know, he's trying to...
You're being logical, yes. Yes. She was asking for it because her superiors are going to ask for it on a digital because they're stupid. Well, Joker won't, but then the people above Joker will want it digital because he's dumb again.
Well, yeah. Shinsoku should understand.
It was an involved. It's special operations.
Got it.
Main school? Shinsoku. Special ops?
Joker.
Joker.
Well, I'm sure Shinsoku will want to take a look at this stuff, too.
No interest. I think we talked about that. Like, he had no interest in the Power Center and that stuff.
Not really.
So, you guys get back, you know, you're asked to drop off that tube in the infirmary, actually. There is a tank very similar to that.
One without the broken pipe.
Yeah, and they just have to connect it and purge it in. Or yeah. they'll do it once you connect it. And you see that there are now, the same three orbs floating. And, you kind of think to yourself, why would they have one of these here? And then you realize someone with, powers of, their body is made of metal. They need surgery. Take the power away, give them the surgery, give them the power back. You know?
Or somebody like me with the exosuit that just kind of functions on its own.
Yeah.
Oh, they're coming at you with knives. Suit up!
Exactly. It would be impossible to treat you.
Yeah.
So... It's dangerous to do it, but in life-threatening circumstances, they have permission to use one of these. It's obviously the least used section of the infirmary, but...
Yeah.
Hell, they've got, someone who can... The cheerleader who can cast Regenerate at Will.
Yeah.
There's not a lot she can't fix.
Yeah.
You know?
It's logic'd my way into that one. It makes sense.
Yeah. So, you guys kind of go back to what you were doing. Back to school, back to everything, and it's really nice. You don't have to worry about shit for a little bit. And I think it's time for a downtime session.
Did we pass?
Pass.
Were we number one?
We didn't kill anybody.
Was the information passed on to the other group?
Yes.
Though?
Yes, that was.
These power centers, did they...
That was eventually passed on. They needed to send specialists out to do them because no one's... It's very rare to have training to operate that much that stuff. You were an oddity, and you were then questioned briefly about why did you know this, and then they said, we know who your father is.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yes.
And what ongoing connection do you have to him?
None.
When's the last time you saw him?
Oh, 2-3 years ago?
Okay. Yeah. And you were legally emancipated, I believe,
yes.
from the documentation, so we're not really worried about him, or trying to find you. Okay, but it's good to know.
Yes.
Alright, so as I said, it is going to be a downtime session, so if you would like to find your cheat sheets that I gave each of you, on how downtime works, you can borrow Rob's.
It's been a while.
Okay.
So we'll give Mike a second.
I think that's the one that you're talking about. Oh, hang on, let me make sure.
Is it downtime sheet?
Yeah.
Time activities.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
The first thing you do is a DC 5, DC 10, DC 15, 20, 25, 30. Theoretically 35 if you were to try and nut it out. But if you fail and you'd like to reroll, you can take a stress token. To get another roll, but then you have to pick a skill and give yourself disadvantage on it.
Aha!
Did you find yours or did you find
no,
Rob's?
No, it's definitely Rob's because it's his handwriting.
But Natalie doesn't know how they work because of.
I remember.
But do remember that you will have to pick the academics somewhere on the line, or you'll fail that section for the day.
Oh yeah,
for the month,
for the two
whatever.
You have to be perfect, as I said last time.
I'm just trying to figure out when we did that. Well, that was end of quarter for grades.
It's after that. It's just after that. See, I. See, I told you, just after that,
yep,
right?
Yep.
All right, let's get started on downtime. Who wants to go first? And what we're going to do is we'll do all the fives, then all the tens. Or do you want to go person by person? What do we want to do?
Fives.
Yeah. Just yeah, we'll go around the circle. Yeah.
All right, so let's...
everybody gets a chance.
Yeah, all right, let's do your five.
Okay.
How hard are you going to smash it, and what are you going to roll to try and investigate it? It is a, I believe you said Mysteries of Nazis and with Dido's help.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what, when you say that, what exactly are you looking for? Just like things the Nazis have been doing since since the 60s?
Yes.
Okay.
This feels very much like what he wants.
Mr. Tinfoil Hat.
Who? Me? No, that tinfoil hat isn't fully on my head. No, not at all.
It's hovering above it because Dino's holding it for you?
Yeah, probably. So I'm actually going to do Insight.
All right. I can get behind that.
Because that way it's more of kind of putting together the pieces of
the what... parasocial shit.
Yeah, yeah, and trying to put together how they're all working. So a total of 13.
Did you roll a 5?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, you beat it by 5, so you still got good results. So, basically, I'm going to need another page. Quote, Nazi stuff. so, what you're going to find is that there haven't been any major pushes in the United States. That you can track, at least, that the Nazis were involved with. However, in the UK, in Germany, in Australia, China, there have been signs of like Nazi sympathetic stuff. Oh, South America, you're almost certain, is ruled by the Nazis at this point.
Yeah,
The entire thing, minus Peru. And even then, the government might be corrupt, but the power isn't.
UK, China, what else?
Germany.
Actually, Germany's are really, you know...
They're really anti. No, never mind. No.
No, it wouldn't be Germany.
Oh, no way.
Poland?
Because they went and...
I don't
and,
think Poland, either.
You know, Poland, probably, yeah.
Italy.
Yes. But Germany, no way.
But, the
that's very wouldn't much
be, wouldn't,
there.
It wouldn't be French.
Yeah, because they
were... French were rebelling against the fucking anything.
Yeah.
but basically, you see very strict things put in place that don't make sense. Social programs being shut down.
Okay.
Very much... you find the occasional like swastika somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, which we all know was the symbol for eternal life... Before it was co-opted by the Germans,
yes,
or the Nazis specifically, which is why you get like an ancient an old blanket from the Tibetan monks, and they have swastikas all over them, and they're like, "Oh, you can't have that." He's like, "But it means eternal life, but you can't have that," you know?
Yeah,
forever tainted. Other than that, you'll find a name. Jamal Haran, Haran, he was a political prisoner in the UK for a while before getting released, and since then he's been going and telling, he's been ranting and raving about how the Nazis never left, and the shit he mentions is the shit you noticed. And up to and including, like, calling out Peru, calling out South America basically as being a Nazi continent. And he lives in, I'm going to say he lives, like, in Dallas. Or not, maybe not Dallas. He lives in Texas, somewhere in Texas. Like, very much in, like, a place where people get shot if they even sound, you know, Nazi or communist. They would just be shot on sight. That kind of place. So that's what you'll get. That's what that role will get you.
Okay.
Nat, your 5 is mystery on, and is it the mystery of Team 11? Like you
no,
want?
No, it's the spies.
Well, because you guys can tag team that. It's a thing.
Oh.
You can both do the same thing. Actually, you would roll. You get an early roll, Mike, and you roll yours at the same time.
and we combine the two. You want to do spies instead?
Yeah.
So roll.
It's also because I already wrote that down as mystery for spies, and then I was gonna when you were gonna say I was gonna do it'll as Paul likes to put it, nailing notes.
All right, hit it. Roll your spies check.
Is it just that? And then
What are you rolling for it?
Would it be investigation?
It could be. Could be insight too.
What's my insight? Either way, I would do it.
Which would you rather it be?
Oh, because I can't use the other for anything else, right?
No, you can do it. You can use it for something else if it's reasonable. You can always use it if it's reasonable. This is not a skill challenge.
I'm just rolling for fun.
What are you rolling?
Investigation.
Okay.
Because that's what makes sense. I got it for 10. Ooh.
Nope. Total of 10?
Yes.
You rolled a 2?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you did beat it by 5, so you still get a good result. You're going to track down that there's probably a dozen, maybe, sympathizers for the transparency in the non, like the non cape class. That's nothing special.
Okay.
As for the like active spies for the different schools.
Okay.
You're gonna figure out that none of them were lucky. It doesn't seem like any of them were lucky enough to get a spot in the 3 to 5 prime teams.
Okay.
But among the rest of the class, it looks like most of them don't even seem like they have someone in the main cape teams.
No school spies in top 5 teams. So,
top.
That's good.
5 teams. Hi. Save from other schools.
Mm-hmm. No, but Team 11 is a spy for somebody, I'm sure.
For corporate.
Could be.
I think so.
But you will get that there's at least probably 2 or 3 members of the other class, like the I don't know, like your understudies, I guess that you call them. Like the
2 understudies.
Like you guys are A through Alpha through Echo team.
Yeah.
Then the other
6 teams that didn't make it.
Like they're literally your understudies. Like they're training to fill your spot in case you fail.
If we get murked.
Gotcha. They take over.
Correct. It looks like one of those teams has been getting a bunch of new gadgets.
Interesting.
And you recognize that it's Athletico owned. So that team is probably Athletico sponsored or owned would be the best way to put it. And I'll get you the name of that team once I pull up my
notes. I just immediately thought of.
I will track that down and get you more information then, because I'm not going to.
Got it. I mean, I live with you, so.
Yeah. Basically, one of the teams is Athletico sponsored. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's just that they're very money hungry. Maybe because they're poor, maybe because they just want money. You're not sure, but that's kind of like the vibe you get. That's.
Please don't let it be the ones that they were friendly with.
No.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not, it's, not, it's, not oh, Zeta, no. It's not Zeta team. The supporters.
Yeah.
No, those, it looks, if you ask them, they're like, oh yeah, we've been approached by like 3 different companies asking to sponsor us, but we make gear, we don't need gear.
That's true.
So that's what you're going to get with that role. So who's next?
That'd be me.
Your economics role.
Right. So,
a 10 would be perfect. A 5 is passing.
Okay, is it just a flat or?
It is whatever. It is a skill based on. This is regular academics.
Yeah,
it would just be raw intelligence.
Raw intelligence, no proficiency, just +4.
Yep. All right. That's why intelligence. That's why almost everyone has that earlier than the other. I don't think either the other two did actually.
Well, that's a 12 +4 for 16.
You got straight A's, my guy.
I mean, yes.
That's all right,
kind of in character.
Next, Arts 10, Cape Academics. You roll Persuasion for that. Or Deception. Doesn't really matter. It's the same number for you.
Well, it'll be Persuasion.
I don't think you can fail.
No.
Don't you always get an minimum get 10. A 10?
Yes.
Isn't your bonus 8? No, 10? 11, 12. You can't fail. I'm not going to make your roll. Would you like to roll for a 20 and just for the raw chance of a 20?
Was a 17, but
with a roll that high,
17 plus 12,
you're going to be able to give advantage to 29. One of your teammates.
Ooh, for cape?
Yeah. Natalie has cape at 15. Cape? He has cape at 20.
Yeah,
okay, but he already gets advantage.
Oh, does he already get
he's
advantage?
He's rolling athletics at advantage.
Well, I guess.
Or well, that means he could do tech at regular.
Rolling. Wait for
cape academics. You had it 20.
Right, and you said
okay with his good roll. Advantage. Actually, you know what? I'll just give you a free use of your bardic inspiration. You can give it to whichever one you want, whatever you want today.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It must be used for downtime, but you can just spend it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you all know, right. I already wrote advantage.
Then we have relationships for Natalie. What relations are we talking?
I'm talking. I want to talk to our the friends that I remembered out of nowhere.
Which ones?
The ones that we were nice to.
The ones I have I actually have the notes for.
Yeah.
Fucking A. I wrote blueprint is on team and on one of the cards, so I wouldn't forget. Okay, so you just want to talk with them?
Yeah.
So roll that relationship roll. See how you do.
What would I add?
Persuasion.
Okay.
If you have a different thing you'd like to roll, you can. You just gotta tell me what. And
You said what?
Persuasion.
Okay. 11 plus 4.
15. That's beat it. We beat it by.
Beat it by
5. So yeah, it's a they kind of open up to you a little bit, you know.
Aww.
You know, you already knew about August wanting to be Avery. That was something you talked about. Still not sure how they're gonna make that happen, but that's something they're looking for. And you'll learn that the Pebbles is petrified of public speaking to the point where it has cost her points on missions.
Aww.
Because she wouldn't talk to people. And with a role like that, you will find out that her fear is from a failed talent show as a kid, where she tried to show off gem cutting as a talent.
Aww.
Because of her. That's what her family did.
They were
gem crafters.
Interesting.
And knowing that her ancestor is granite and her power is stone control, there's a reason why that's what she could do. She didn't have her powers yet, but she was still already mastering how gems worked.
Right.
And her cave name is Pebbles. And she opens up to you. She's much more friendly, less grumpy than she used to be with
good.
You. Okay? Awesome. I no longer have to hide that note on that card. And, you know, if you can find a way to help her get past that, then maybe something more to it, but...
Yeah. So, right. Pebbles has anxiety.
Petrifying stage fright. Like, social anxiety. Specifically public speaking style. Alright, Nat's relationship done. Mike, extracurricular. What's your extracurricular?
Looking to see if there's anybody else that does war games.
Okay, cool. Roll it. If you're looking for anybody, it'd be a charisma check.
Okay.
Or, actually, combat tactics would work too, and I'll explain why if you roll it.
You're playing Risk.
Okay, let's rock. I mean, that's a plus 10 versus my flat charisma, which is plus 3.
Plus 3 for charisma?
Yeah.
Good luck playing.
I mean, I could switch that with Dex and then be plus 2.
It doesn't
but...
matter. I was just curious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, 10 on the die, plus 10, 20.
Yeah, so that beats it by 5. It beats it by 10. Yeah, you will figure out that there's a crew of wargamers who have been having a mobile game on a car, on a bus they built, like a platform they built with wheels that rolls around the campus so that no one can figure out where they are because, quote, it's more tactical that way.
That's awesome.
Oh my god, that's gonna be your new team.
I have friends now.
We
have teammates and friends, yay!
Alright, I'm gonna write this down. The Wargamers.
That's awesome.
Roving... Raft, more tactical. And the fact that you tracked it down and brought an army with you means you get to play. And they're
oh my god, I thought you were saying board games this whole time. You went war games.
Yeah.
Fuck. So yeah, my comment still stands. You're going to go play Risk.
It definitely is a risk, yes.
And members. So they only had three before. Now they can do 2-on-2s. They're pretty excited.
Yeah.
We're gonna go with
or two games of two.
Marco.
Polo. Sorry.
Pablo. Oh. And Jeff.
G.
They're none of them are Cape Track. They're all one of them wants to be an engineer, and see, he as he fucking built this. You think he could probably pull it off?
Oh, yeah.
I'll
be talking specs with him when we're not playing.
Yeah, that's Jeff. Jeff is the engineer. Jeff.
Yeah.
Chief.
I gotta write down powers real fast. And Jeff's power is that he if he can... It's almost like reality warping in that like he wants it to work so it does. His specs are not going to make you happy because they're not going to work.
It doesn't make sense. When you try them. But yeah. He's an orc.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yes. It works because I want it to work.
Yeah, you paint it red to make it go faster.
Exactly.
It is red, by the way. Of course. No, sorry.
It's purple.
No, it's...
So no one can find it.
Yes.
Has SEP on it.
Oh.
Marco has her humorously has the ability to breathe underwater.
All right.
And yeah. Also, and sorry, not just underwater. No, I'm sorry. He has like minor water control, including water breathing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But he accidentally blew up a pipe at his last high school, so they kicked his ass here. And he proved that he has the chops to use it. But
he chose, doesn't quite have the...
No, he chose not to be
Cape. Yeah. Okay.
And then Pablo knows where everything within 100 feet of him is at all times. So you actually know how that power works.
Okay. He's got a portable genus loci.
No, it's just like your friend, Jenny.
Oh, okay. I was picturing, yeah, I was picturing now, Dresden with the, you know, the island.
Well, he also has the... I can touch things within 100 foot and move it.
That's different.
And it's a massive radius, and he's like, I can lift about 500 pounds like that. If he was a combat person, oh my god, he'd be a monster.
So basically, he does all of his moves just, you know.
He sits back there and does the overall looks. And go, all right, those are going to go there, and these guys are going
to
go
over. And here's the thing. You guys have to roll for him, and he can't be watching. But here's how do you know he's not cheating? So yeah. He has to use a digital dice roller, and you guys, they enforce that rule just for him. And he's like, it's totally fair, and also total bullshit.
I get it. I still think it's bullshit, but I get it. I added a 25, but it's not, one I'm going
to
be focusing
on. Your odds are not good to get it, but you might. That's why you do it.
It'd be something that, yeah.
All right, next on the list. I like those people. I've already I wrote the information about them down. That was the 10s. 15s, Natalie. Academics for 15.
Oh, wait, what? We're already doing...
Roll intelligence.
I haven't done mine yet.
Oh, sorry.
It's art. What? But Mike's, it goes Natalie, Mike. Natalie, Mike.
I read art, and I read Academics 15. I thought that was you. Art. Academics 15. It's raw intelligence. Remember, she can guidance once.
Yeah, I may need it.
Raw intelligence. You add half proficiency of 2. One?
No, it'd be
half.
2, round it up, because it's...
Oh, because that one. Right here.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Would you like to use an inspiration or take a stress to reroll it?
I'm going to use my inspiration.
He doesn't want to be fucking stressed.
I'm out of inspiration, by the way.
Yeah, I'm now out of inspiration.
Oh, that's hooray!
So the half proficiency, 15. 21.
Perfect. You crush it. It all is.
Boom.
15. Natalie, cape academics.
Got it. What would I roll? Intelligence?
No, it'd be dexterity. It'd be some kind of dexterity roll. You're a ranger.
So.
Basically, you're showing off your skills.
Stealth. Roll stealth or roll. Stealth. Yeah, roll stealth.
17 plus 11.
Crushed it.
Rock and roll.
Thank God. A plus?
Yeah, A plus. Yeah. You smashed it. You needed a 15 and you got a 20. Lots.
28. Yeah.
You straight beat down that check. Okay. Mike, your 15 is a mystery. What was your mystery of choice?
The black sweat.
I thought you just meant it's a mystery and what are you going to choose?
No.
And then you said black sweat and I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Well, it's the only one I was read in on, so that's you know. True. And I have a slight plan for it.
What is your plan? And then I will tell you what to roll.
Well, the idea is that we want to identify what, you know, we want to get more information on what is this black sweat. So the idea would be to get one of the three of them into sparring, whatever, get them into a hold and for a minute and cast identify.
That's possible if it's still in their system. Now, here's the thing.
That's why I said
it isn't always in their system. Yeah. So you would.
Almost would say like he needs to, like say. You don't need to like challenge. Brawl.
You could challenge Tychus to a duel.
At this time,
and then you could get him in.
Then he'll want to take it. Yeah.
All right. Then you'll roll athletics at advantage.
Woo!
Well, because you have advantage, right? With your athletics.
Yes.
When you said that you had a plan,
Tychus, however.
He also
becomes large.
Yeah. I fully thought you were going to be like, I'm going to go bully them. I'm going to go bully them. All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
So we're both large.
This is the only one that's opposed because it's an actual check. Actually, no. You said that EC with picking what it was.
Rah, siskumba.
Yep. All right. So, athletics at plus 6 with advantage. All right, so there's an 11 and a 12. So, 18 total.
And is it on your 15?
Yes.
Would one of you like to help him to push it to a 20 to get the full?
Let me do the bardic. I got a free one. This is for.
That's true.
So, roll a d8.
Find me a d8. Roll higher than a 2. That's a 5.
That's higher than a 2.
So, 23.
So you challenge Tychus you challenge him, and with his bravado, he doesn't take he takes any and all challenges. And because I assume you shit talked him a little bit.
Oh yeah.
He does come fully loaded for bear, and what you're going to find is that he is under the effects of something that doesn't. I need to know how identify would work on a person.
I would almost say he grabs
him. Well, is it
him.
Some sort of magical effect that he's under?
It's the touch, because if it's touch, he can grab him.
Okay, so maybe I'll explain what it is, and then...
Identify.
Okay, then
effects,
yeah.
Of a spell,
so effectively, it is a 6th level spell that they're under the effect of. And it's of the name and the drug is Apex.
Yeah,
is that would be the name
Apex.
Of it.
Apex,
and you'll know that it is topical. It's something they put on the themselves, skin. And then it absorbs through the skin, and then it sweats out.
While they're fighting.
The next time their adrenaline isn't pumping, it is
so
it,
after the crash.
So it'll last as long as they need it to.
All right.
I'm assuming that we were there and we were cheering you on while you were fighting him. And
get him into a headlock and putting him in the sleeper hold and just like,
yeah.
Identify. Holy crap. Holy crap.
Identify. I'm hearing you say, identify.
Getting stronger. Getting stronger. This works soon.
He's a kinetic giant, right? He grows if he gets hit.
Let me think. I have his exact powers written down. Hold on.
I think that's. So, putting him into a hold is a better bet than just beating the crap out of him.
So, he effectively has a strength of like 24 or 20, 25 at all times. And when he gets bigger, it's that times large. And he's just. He's a thick mother. You know?
Alright.
He's 6'4 until he goes huge, until he goes large. And. You saw one time in training, he went huge. He was 27 foot tall.
He's big.
Okay, we're good.
Like, he picked up one of his like the training dummies and yeeted it. And it just kept going.
There's a barrier that's supposed to stop that, right?
When it hits the exterior. When it hit the barrier, it fizzled and then it fell straight down instead of ricocheting. It's supposed to ricochet. It went straight down.
Hmm.
Essentially, he damaged the barrier he threw at that heart.
Hmm. So I put myself in danger, didn't I?
Yes!
I snapped you in half like a fucking popsicle stick. The reason he didn't is because Joker got involved. Because any duel or challenge like that, he wants to be involved just in case. Because he would have fucking tased his ass. With a big-ass taser.
I'm literally just like hanging from him, trying to put him in a sleeper. Like,
Buzzing.
No. Identify.
Shit.
After he started. So how's the back?
Yeah. Yep. Taking a few days for this one.
But you have identified that it's something called Apex, and when you do some research on that, because part of that check is the research afterward. So, part of the research is figuring out, like, checking the name of any drug that's ever gone by the term Apex. There was something in the 90s that had nowhere, it was not a power-enhancing drug, it was a PCP-style thing. You're pretty sure it's not connected. There's something in the 80s, similar PCP, pixie dust kind of thing. However, you go back to the 60s, and you find that there was a drug with an eerily similar effect used by boxers that made them much stronger than they should have been, and it got caught out when someone started sweating black on the mat.
Oh.
And it went away, and then it went away. And about less than a week later, it was gone, and no one was able to track it down.
Hmm.
It's the Nazis.
It all ties back to the Nazis.
It's all the Nazis' fault.
Now, was I read in on some of your secret missions?
Like, yes.
The Nazi one, yeah.
The 60s?
He would have access to Dido, so you'd have to
tell him.
Yeah, I was going to say... As he's
asking us about why we're investigating the Nazis and
why we keep bringing up Nazis randomly in conversation.
Why do you have the windmill of friendship?
We bring up the spies, other spies at others from other schools.
Huh.
There's also that. I'm glad that you beat Tychus.
I don't think I won that.
He didn't win the fight. He got the identify.
I'm glad that you got identify off of him.
Too clear. I'm glad I survived.
What happened after was you were picked up, and then you were thrown into that wall.
Yeah.
And there was a U-shaped crater in the wall until it reformed itself and pushed you out.
I accomplished my goal. I was in the hospital for the night, and I accomplished my goal.
My role to compete with you was a 19 on the die.
Holy shit.
Plus 14.
Yeah.
You were a projectile.
Oh, that's what they meant by cannonball.
Yeah.
All right, next after that is relationships for Art on 20.
Still working on Tori.
Yes. How'd you do? It's persuasion, right? So you should be rolling.
Yeah, I should.
Unless you chose something else again, like a ding dong, like last time.
Yeah, it'll be persuasion.
You shouldn't need any help.
At 22.
Yeah. So, is it just a date, or is it a just another get to know you? Because last night was just a get to know you session.
Yeah, because the last time it was kind of a group crab boil.
Yeah,
this one it'll be a date.
Is it a movie date? Like, hey, let's pick a movie that's out and have them play it for us? Or is it, like, let's go walk through the forest kind of thing?
It'd probably be go walk through the forest.
And then a movie at the end of it, like, yeah. On the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It goes really well. She's very friendly with you. Roll a d6 for me.
5.
If you had any stress, you would lose it.
Okay.
But because you don't, you're going to get an inspiration.
I'll take the inspiration.
Congrats. If you got a 1, you got a stress token, because it was a stressful thing to be with on a date. Alrighty, so that went really well.
Okay.
Tori is every bit as nice as you hoped she would be. Like, she comes across...
I know her great-grandmother.
She's awesome. Oh, I have her right here. She's the one I had to write all the fucking notes by hand, because the goddamn thing didn't print properly. Yeah, Rebecca Small is Thunder's secretary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, her.
I bet her.
And you rolled, and she, what she's going to hint is, she has a second power.
Oh.
But it's not public knowledge. And that's the bit you get as part of a date, so you're going to write that down. I'll just not put her on top.
So I found where the script.
Yeah? Where?
Oh, yeah.
The pad.
Oh.
It's the pad that's loose.
And it does not matter.
Yeah.
I'll put it in later.
Okay.
Alright.
It's my turn.
After Art's relationships on 20, it is Natalie's regular academics on 20. What were you thinking? That's a raw intelligence roll.
Fuck.
She's saving hoping to throw. Roll a nat 20.
Saving throw?
No.
Okay. Can I guidance myself?
Theoretically, yeah.
I rolled a 1.
Would you like to use inspiration or
yes,
lucky?
Please.
Or lucky?
Lucky. 10 plus intelligence.
This is 2, that's 12.
What if I did perception, because that's paying attention?
No.
Paying attention?
Actually, let's roll history.
That's also plus 2, Paul.
You might need help from your team.
Yeah, take a bardic inspiration.
That's a
D8. And you can use a guidance on yourself as well. If you'd
what
like.
Does guidance do?
D4.
Is it D4?
D8 and a D4.
You shouldn't put academics that low.
Mm-hmm. 12.
So
13.
14.
19.
You're back!
So you have a C-.
No!
Would you like to take a stress to re-roll?
She's going to take a stress because she's already under stress.
And just take a stress and re-roll.
Could I do a lucky and take everything else? Do it again?
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you can lucky.
I'll lucky it. I'm doing that. Natural 20. Oh, my God. Oh, thank God. 8.
I still think it needs a stress.
8.
28.
Because I got lucky.
So, okay, so it's a nat 20 plus what?
Do you want me to take plus 2 and then plus
no,
my 8?
No, it's fine.
I can take a stress.
It's fine. You don't need the stress.
No, it's okay.
You okay. Nat 20. Art was saying
it's
that
more, it's more fun just looking at her stressing through this.
Natalie, next time you roll downtime, you'll get a plus 5 on regular academics because you bust your ass.
I feel like I can't. I feel like that was my plus 5.
No, I'm telling you no. That's the nat 20 benefit.
Plus 5 next time.
Yeah, on the next regular academics roll.
You did so well. And you thought you were doing horribly.
Yes, it's one of those, God, I walk out of the tusk. I just failed. I blew it so badly. This is going to be the worst grade I've ever gotten. And
A plus. What the fuck?
Like, yeah.
Mike, you're 20. Is Cape Academics.
Yep.
With your... You're doing athletics at advantage, I believe, because of your physique.
Yeah. It was either that or powers, but...
Would you rather roll power?
I'll take the advantage.
Oh.
All right, so plus 6 with advantage. You suck. So I got a 15.
Would you like to have stress to re-roll, or would you like a bardic inspiration from Art first? He's got a bunch.
I do have a bunch.
Six.
Need a bardic?
If you're offering.
I'll offer.
Okay, so. That's a 7. So 22. We pass.
You got a B.
Yeah. You're doing
just
fine.
Can I give him my plus 5?
No. No, that's for you for next.
And that's, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Do not breathe in my ear. That was weird, Penny.
She doesn't put your little mouth in her in your nose.
25 rumors for art. Just rolling. Just seeing if you get rumors. It's some kind of charisma check.
Rumor has it.
Ooh, rumor has it.
It's an 11 plus. You said charisma.
Some kind of charisma check. Pick a skill.
Yeah, it doesn't make that much of a difference.
So if it's persuasion, it's 22, right?
Two, yeah.
If and Natalie, you did not
23,
need your, you
actually.
You did not need your the guidance. You could guidance art on this if you'd like.
Yeah.
Roll a d4. Art.
Do you need, oh, yep.
You need a 2.
I got a 3.
Perfect. Rumors, the rumors going around school right now are, the clash is coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you guys had a second test? Like, had another like. You're not you're being drilled like on general combat and like rescues and stuff like that, but you haven't done another scavenger hunt style thing yet, and that's almost assuredly what it's going to be. There's something weird going on, and the rumor has it that there may be a shift up in how the clash is run this year. And they're trying to get ready for that versus, like, the scavenger hunt side thing. That's the running, like, the big rumor. And
Athletico is in on it somehow.
And Athletico
always.
Is a sponsor.
Always.
Of the clutch.
Always in on it.
Of course. Athletico was not big enough to be a sponsor before.
Oh,
before
I
you
know.
Got them back in time.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Why do we hate Athletico? I mean, they don't make stuff in my size, so I get it.
They do. They do make stuff in your size.
Now.
Tyco,
up to an 8X.
Okay, and then I give him the lowdown of why I don't like Athletico. Why I'm not the biggest fan of Athletico. And it's really funny to you because I'm also wearing Athletico gear. And you're like, oh, I get it.
Okay. Like, half your clothes are Athletico shit.
Well, that's because they bought a majority of my clothes.
Yes. All right. So that's the only major rumor. There's another rumor that one of the teams found a secret way to train, and that's why they got so much stronger so fast. But that's got to be baseless. But there are other people looking for secret hiding spots that might get them training.
Yeah.
And
already know what those.
Well, what you'll notice, there's a lot of people walking around the forest.
Ah, so they've all done the first one and are
not
the
all, but the people are showing up wounded to the infirmary, and it's bad. All right, that was your rumors. Are you satisfied with your rumors, Art? Did you write them down?
Yeah, and then, all right, hang on, let me get the second one.
Nice.
So, I'll have to go back in my notes, but the first one I thought
was in the tree, big tree.
Oh, that's right. The first one was the tree. The second one was the one that
was
in the...
Nope, a bush. It was the bush. The bush on one of the paths. The third one is in the wall.
Okay.
And the fourth one's one you just did.
That codex didn't... make it.
No, okay. The third was when Codex didn't make.
It's every third.
Every third is the bad one. And you're told that, like, the every third is going to be the woof.
Paul, can I work?
But yeah, so you know where the Dravaras you've done so far are. I don't remember where 5 was. Oh, it was in the north. It was in the north. It appeared.
Yeah.
No, 4, sorry. 4, it was like a stone thing that appeared and then disappeared.
Yeah.
So after that is Natalie's extracurriculars.
Yeah.
What's your extracurricular?
My extracurricular is teaching my animals tricks.
So
and there's
both...
an animal club. There's animal club. I want animal club.
Sure, there's an animal. There's like a
pet. I thought that was the same one that from last time.
That was relationships.
Oh, that was relationships last time.
Trying to mend their relationships. Who are you bringing? Q or just Murphy?
Just Murphy.
Or are you bringing safe. Ted too?
You know what? Ben's the relationship with Ted. I'll bring him along.
So it's Ted? What is Ted?
And Murphy.
So Ted is the shape of a corgi today, I think?
Yeah. A corgi. A little corgi.
Well, if he doesn't like you that much, maybe he's going as a chihuahua.
No, Ted likes me.
Oh, I thought you said you were
mad. No, Murphy hates Ted.
Because Ted feels bad because he isn't.
Ted doesn't do very well.
Ted doesn't do very well with combat, so he's trying to mend that relationship with me. But I'm just like, I love you, Ted. It's okay.
So roll that extracurricular role. Animal handling.
Good luck.
Thanks.
That's why plus you have nine. Lucky, right?
That's your 25 you need. Is that a 17?
No, that's, I rolled an 11, and then I cocked over to a 9, because I pushed it. 11 plus 9 is...
20.
20.
That is not enough to succeed. Now, I don't know what you would get besides...
No, it's me starting to try to start an animal club... But it doesn't work out.
Yeah, you get, like, one other person who's interested, but they say, like, get a couple more people and then they'll join you. So that is a...
Wait, is that bad?
No. The only bad ones are if you fail academics. Mike, it is your turn for your 25 that I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I decided for just relationships, just general, trying to make friends.
Well, you made wargaming friends.
Yes. But this is more just getting to know other people, because, you know...
Yeah, roll. You can... what would you like to roll for it?
I had a thought. Basically just doing, like, a karaoke night or something, so performance...
I'm down! That makes total sense!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm there.
You guys are totally invited.
Oh! What's happening?
Karaoke.
A karaoke tonight.
Oh, okay.
Alright. And karaoke is always fun, even if you suck.
Murphy tries to sing.
I can't relate.
All right. Well, 13 plus 9, so 22.
You would need a little bit of help from your friend who has...
Yeah.
A duet.
Who has bardic inspiration to burn.
Yes. I'll do the harmonies in the background.
So 25 even. Yeah, you make a couple friends. They're not... You'll find is that there's a couple people who really want to be friends with Chris, and you realize that if you kept your 22, you would have made quote unquote friends who are after you to get friends with Chris.
Gotcha.
But with the 25, you push those assholes away, and you find one really cool dude who is from Samoa.
Nice.
Versus Hawaii.
Yeah.
And you guys kind of bond over like island life and how different it fucking is here, and how. He is convinced that you are like flying over like Illinois because it is always because the cold is awful and so is the hot. and his name is going to be Gervais, Gervais, from Samoa, and his power is to turn into stone.
Do you feel
bad? Yeah, he can turn his body to stone and then still move. But it makes him incredibly brittle. Like, if he gets hit and pieces break off, he has to have that healed later. He doesn't regenerate.
Gotcha.
So he's not sure that combat's the right choice for his body type, shall we say. But big guy. As big as you, almost. Like, he's probably like 6'4", 6'2", maybe. But built like a brick shithouse. I think we're on our 30s now, which are the fucking Hail Mary throws. Art, you got popularity? Roll, you're rolling plus 12, right? You need an 18 or better?
Yes.
Nope. You know, you've been spending a lot of time on school and doing well at it, and it, which is really helping because you realize that you're going to have less work to do later.
Yeah.
But... Man, the Cape School, like, Cape Space version, you are now number 2. in popularity.
I'm okay with that. For now.
And it's that one bitch who keeps trying to get everyone to hate you who is number one. Because you're pretty sure she stopped doing homework. And she's just... Because she like quintupled her numbers in a month. So yeah,
the object is going to see if I can get her to flunk out and get sent away.
Is that an extracurricular next time? You gotta write it down?
I'm going to write it down, yes.
Holy shit!
That's just
mean. And her name's Margaret.
Margaret.
Oh, God damn it, Margaret.
She goes by Maggie.
Oh, Maggie. No,
Meg. Meg.
Meg.
Damn it, Meg.
Damn it, Meg. Natalie, your 30 rumors check. You need a 20. You didn't get it. All right. You want a Hail Mary a check?
Yeah.
There's good. No penalty for failure on those.
Anything to
do anything rumors. To roll.
Rumors is always fun. It gives you new plot points to play with. You're Hail Mary for a 20. So is she.
All right. We'll try. Nope. That's a 3.
No one's
same.
No one's mad. So you guys had a productive
day.
Like that's like a 3 or 4 day period that happens.
Yeah.
And with that, as you guys kind of come back together and you know consider like what you're gonna do about Athletico, what you're gonna do about the drug that the people are using, Apex, and trying to figure out the connection between that, the Nazis, and the Humanity First Party. It's time to end.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.